College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Kansas City's dynasty over?
Please.
Is the picture on one Bob Fesco's computer screen?
That is the topic today on the 33rd team on the interwebs. Is Kansas City's dynasty over? Yes, thank you, Nathan. Very well timed by you. No, their dynasty is not over. Losing a Super Bowl. I don't remember that conversation around the Patriots to you when they lost those Super Bowls. Did anybody ever say, is their dynasty over? No, they'll be back. You got Bill Belichick. You got Tom Brady. We got Andy Reid. We got Patrick Mahomes. Why on earth would you think this dynasty is over? It's just people are so ready for it to be over, right? Like, America's happy today, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Like, America's happy today.
Rejoicing.
That we lost that football game. Like, we were all happy when the New England Patriots lost football games, mm-hmm. and everybody celebrated. Yep. But we never had the conversation of, is the dynasty over? Is Patrick Mahomes' career done? Is Andy Reid? Like, all of these things that are taking place now, we never had those conversations with the New England Patriots. Everybody just looked at Belichick and Brady and went, hey, they got Belichick and Brady. They're going to be just fine. And now we're sitting in a spot where everybody wants to write Kansas City off. Everybody wants to say Kansas City's done. Everybody wants to say this thing is over. And I hate to tell you, they lost a game. It doesn't mean the dynasty's done. It doesn't mean the season's over. It doesn't mean Clark Hunt's closing down shop and selling the franchise and moving it to Topeka or whatever. Like none of this is, well, they may move there, but like none of this is going to be a situation where the dynasty's over. I can't believe these are even the topics that people want to bring up today. That is this dynasty over? Will Mahomes ever reach Tom Brady? Is it too late for Patrick Mahomes to be on the same level of Tom Brady? We are losing our collective minds in this world.
Things that surprised us and things that didn't. That headline surprises you?
It does. Yeah, mm-hmm. It does. Yeah, it does, because if you're a sane individual, you know, hey, teams get beat. It's almost like this team, the Chiefs in this era, have to be perfect. They've got to be 17-0. They've got to win the Super Bowl. They've got to do everything perfect for them to get the credit that they deserve for the dynasty that they did create. And people so quickly want to rip this dynasty off like a Band-Aid and be done with it and say, see, the Patriots still up there, when Bill Belichick and Tom Brady went through their struggles as well. But for whatever reason, we don't want to remember that, and we want to say this dynasty's over. It's not. As long as Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are here, this team will be considered to be a Super Bowl contender every single year that they are together here in KC.
From the 913, what a great day to live in Kansas City. I love seeing all of these sad faces that have been running their mouths the last few weeks. That was awesome. So there's that for you, for something that might surprise you. Something that didn't surprise us, Saquon was held in check.
Yeah.
I think we'll get to our script here in about 10 minutes on the other side of this segment. But I think 54 yards, I mean, I know that they did more damage otherwise,
mm-hmm.
which would be something that did surprise us. Jalen Hurts, I think he surprised me.
I think
in that moment, in that game, and for what that was for him and their team, I was surprised that he brought it like he did. Somebody mentioned earlier on the text line that they saw him on the sideline. They were showing him on the TV that every time that the defense stopped the Chiefs, he was, you know, rah-rahing the guys up on the sideline, like ready to get out there and go do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that surprised.
Which was very different from what was going on the Chiefs sideline last night, because just talking to some people that were down there, it's like it was quiet, it was silent, there was nothing. The offense wasn't talking to each other. Again, they don't know how to handle adversity. They don't know how to handle these things because they really have never been in those situations before. And that's not a negative. That's not something to say, well, you just don't know how to handle it. No, they were pouty on the sidelines last night because they've never been in that situation. And again, I don't know how you teach that. I don't know how you coach that. I don't know how you move forward and say, we're going to have to handle adversity better. But they need to handle adversity better last night. And you find yourself down 10-0, 17-0. You can't be on the sidelines pouty. You got to figure out a way to keep everybody up, to keep everybody moving in the right direction. And once kind of their body language changed and they started to kind of, I don't want to say give up on the sidelines, but you could see that nobody was talking, nobody seemingly knew an answer. That's how you knew that this team was cooked yesterday.
Another surprising factor, the performance of 15. I think that was kind of shocking.
Yeah.
I think that's another reason why, like, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, man, this sucks. Of course it does. But, you know, I will say this. Every time he seems to be embarrassed or this type of thing has happened, he's come back,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, the loss to Tampa, the loss to, you know, Joe Burrow in the AFC Championship game, and then just kind of the, you know, get back, win two in a row, and then go for a three-peat. So, but still a little surprised that that's what we had to see, because that wasn't the Patrick Mahomes I think everybody's used to seeing. No, I think we can all comfortably say that.
Do you think that's his worst game that he's ever played?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
He was awful.
He was terrible last night.
Those
yeah.
two interceptions were, I mean, bad. Abysmal.
And it reminds me of going into the game against the Buffalo Bills 2 weeks ago, right, when we beat them, win the championship. And I remember we had the conversation of Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. And I said, whichever quarterback tries to put on a cape and play hero ball is going to lose this football game. Patrick Mahomes tried to put on that cape and play hero ball last night. And he really, guys, tried to play hero ball basically from the second drive on.
Yeah.
You know, from basically that second drive on, he tried to put on that cape. He tried to be a hero. He tried to do things that he wasn't capable of doing. And how many interceptions were dropped? Like, what, two? You know, that there probably could have been another at least two interceptions that could have, you know, been attributed to Patrick Mahomes. The minute it started to go south, they all went south. And as soon as Mahomes went south, everybody followed and everybody else went south. In those type of situations, you know, it's like Will Ferrell in Old School. We got to keep our composure. We got to keep our composure, right? Did you see Old School? You did not. And so they didn't keep their composure. But their leader didn't keep his composure last night. And that was one of the more upsetting things. It's not frustrating. It was just upsetting last night to see Patrick Mahomes in that type of situation not keep his composure, not stay kind of focused on everything that was going on, not stay in the moment. We saw Patrick Mahomes get out of himself and try to do things that he wasn't capable of doing last night, forcing that football, trying to make plays that weren't there. And the minute he started to do that, that's when you knew that game was done.
Yeah, I would have gone the Office reference of, everybody stay calm, stay calm.
Yeah.
So same thing, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, and they didn't. Yeah.
And that's their leader. I mean, again, you try to play hero ball, you're not going to win at that quarterback position. But again, Patrick Mahomes had no time back there. And as bad as he was, a lot of it does get attributed back to the offensive line for not playing well. They didn't blitz one time in that game last night, and they had six sacks. The fourth time in NFL history that they went through a game where they didn't blitz, where there was not one blitz from the defense, I should say since next-gen stats started, whenever that was. It's the fourth time in NFL history you had a situation where the opposing defense didn't blitz, and they still got the Patrick Mahomes six times last night. So no matter what he was doing back there, he was running for his life all afternoon.
Yeah, the trickle-down effect was real. I mean, you see the collapse on the left side. Tooney's getting beat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the defensive line from Philadelphia was just way too much. They were the heavyweight in that fight last night that just really set the tone. They were the wall that you couldn't stop. And that trickles down to then Mahomes starts having that clock in his head that either does or doesn't exist, as mentioned before. And then Travis drops a pass.
Right.
And then DeAndre Hopkins drops that pass. And then in the second half, I think, maybe it was in the first half, Trey Smith gets called for a hold, and then Creed Humphrey gets called for a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And those are your leaders, right? Those are the guys that are the two faces, right? They do all those ads together, not all those, but they do the Jack Stack ad. They do they push the car out there. It's always Treat and Cray, right? And so, like, it's your leaders that are making the oh crap plays.
Yeah.
Right? Like, DeAndre dropping that pass on the way to the end of the first half. Maybe he catches that. Maybe that starts something. Doesn't happen.
And DeAndre Hopkins, guys, like, never drops anything in his life.
And how many times have you ever seen, I mean, you'd have to go find it, I'm sure it's happened a few times, where Creed and Trey, back-to-back penalties. Like, that's your interior alignment.
Right.
Those are your soldiers. And then you've got Mahomes being like, I just gotta, you know, I gotta do everything I can. It's like, We've seen this. Like you've seen Mahomes have to do this before, and I think the last time you mentioned, like, it was that Tampa Bay game. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens though. I mean, like, the thing is like, you can definitely be upset. This is one of those short term painful situations, but know the long term, right? Like, Andy's not going anywhere, Mahomes isn't going anywhere, Brett Veach isn't going anywhere. And if there's one person always fixes it in the draft, it's Brett Veach. So judging by the way those guys took the loss, like the higher power guys last night,
it was bad.
They're coming back. And like, this one stung because they knew what this game meant. And we're going to prove to you we have no idea what this game was going to do because our scripts are completely off. We'll get to those on the other side. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.